What's going on, K-State Nation? The Purple Project Podcast Daily, rolling out another content worth of action, folks, here on Championship Sunday. That's right, Championship Sunday is upon us, folks. Any NFL here in Manhattan, Kansas? Well, we don't have an NFL team here, obviously, but we do have the Kansas State Wildcats, K-State University, home of the Wildcats. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Daily Podcast. And for those of you who are new to the show, obviously, we talk about K-State sports. This was all about sometimes a little bit of out-of-bounds action there as well. But yes, we have two Wildcats, former K-State football players, which was talked about on the new episode of weekly edition of the podcast, episode 84. Again, if you have not downloaded and checked it out, please do that. Or better yet, if you're not a subscriber to the podcast, you might want to do that as well. So this is a lot going on as well. Chiefs here play at 2 Central Time against the Cincinnati Bengals. That's where you're going to find Brian Pringle and our little buddy of ours, Keelan Valentine, said he was going to score a touchdown today. And I replied to the tweet. I said that on this very podcast last week that he was going to score against the Bills. He did that. And that's also another safe bet that he's going to score again. He's become that third option, like my co-host Alex talked about on this podcast, on that show. So, yeah, definitely he's become Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, definitely a reliable target. It's been something to watch him, Brian Pringle at least, doing what he's been able to do. The journey out of K-State and what he did here in Manhattan, and then doing what he's doing now for the Kansas City Chiefs, pretty something. And he and his team is 4 quarters away from doing something that we haven't seen since, well, the Patriots done it in the 2000s, obviously the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, back-to-back appearances. I don't want to jinx anything, but they're going to have their hands full later on. I guess you want to say a team of destiny and whatnot with the Bengals. And oh, by the way, we kind of talked about it a little bit. I don't want to spoil it too much. The Bengals squeaked it out against the Chiefs back in Cincinnati the first time these two teams met in what was a back-and-forth game. Then, and I actually kind of suspect it might be the same thing here in this one. That's kind of a safe prediction there. And then Jordan Willis, our dude, former defensive end stalwart here, in my latter portion days when I went to school at K-State, the 49ers, he and his 49ers looked to beat the Rams again. And this time at SoFi Stadium, home of Super Bowl 56. To do that, well, the 49ers got to get past 49ers one more time. That is going to be some good games today. So we'll see how our former Cats do. And we'll see when we get that rematch. But, oh, by the way, Chiefs 49ers, that was Super Bowl 54. Yeah, so we'll see if we get that. Or, obviously, Rams, Chiefs, possibility of that as well, 50-50 on those as well. But obviously the Chiefs, they got some work to do if they're gonna get back to the Super Bowl later on today. Speaking of team of destiny, obviously there's a lot to cover, but we're gonna stick with women's basketball. The latest thing that happened last night, obviously, track team did very well in day two yesterday. We'll definitely have a podcast on that, and then we'll do a separate on the men's, another loss for the men's basketball team, and another really kind of poor performance, if you want to summarize all of that. But the women, will stick with them for the rest of the podcast. Speaking of Team of Destiny, yeah, Ogilvy did not score in the fourth quarter, but you get huge buckets from Jalen Glenn and from a beat-up Serena Sundell, who was apparently playing with an ankle issue. but you get a big three from her late in the game and some pretty damn good defense from Jalen Glenn, and K-State holding off a feisty TCU team last night in the game last night, 63-54 in front of over 5,000 showed up at Bramas last night for this game. I'm telling you, kudos to K-State Nation out there showing up for these home women's basketball games. Yeah, I mean, they're on this run to the NCAA tournament, and I talked about this. Me and my co-host Alex talked about it. Alex Aiden. Yeah, you have to win these games. And even though, yeah, TCU is kind of on the bottom, but they showed yesterday there that, hey, man, we're not going to give it anything easy. And they made life tough down low in the paint for Aoka Lee there. And for your best two players not to really produce much, yes, Sundell had a big three, pocket three in the corner, which was beautifully drawn up there. To do that, yeah, if you can do that late in the season and get offense elsewhere. Get offense elsewhere. Try to get something from the Glenn sisters, and you do that. Then you're gonna win some tough ball games, and this was one of them. Jeff Minnie said it in his interview there on ESPN, the Big 12 now, ESPN Plus. There they did not play their best game of the entire season with that win yesterday, last night by the Lady Cats. They secured their sixth win this month. Six wins, folks. K-State Nation marks the most. Going back to the 16-17 season, marks the 21st time in K-State history. Six or more wins in the month of January. They're taking a look, really, a quick look around the league, at least for the women, when you look at the top half of the division. Oklahoma took down Texas yesterday, 65-63. KU knocked off OSU. 68-54, Baylor top West Virginia, 87-54, and K-State's next opponent, Iowa State, 86-65 against the Red Raiders there as well. When you look between the lines there, as far as our scores go, Aoka Lee, folks, 21-7, did not get a double-double in this one, but still hauled 21 points of 18 shooting there. Sundell, only 3 points in this game, 8 assists, 3 rebounds. That pocket three was her only points of the game. She was struggling, but still, though, gutted it out there, played her best there in 29 minutes of action. But I told you, the Glenn sisters, Briley Glenn, 12 points, only 2 of 7, a shooting, 2 of 4 from the 3-point line. Jalen was just all over it, especially in like a stand in like 3 minutes to play, right? She was stealing the ball. Was on her girl or man, whatever you want to say, or defender. That's probably the better way to put it. Jalen Glenn, she was all over the place, especially in the latter part of the fourth quarter when Casey Devens locked up on TCU there. Jalen Glenn, 11 points of 3 of 9 shooting. She was knocked down some key threes from beyond the arc, 3 of 7 from downtown. Emily Ebert finally showed up on the scoreboard after having some bad games. Scored 8 points, 3 of 8 from the field. As well, so I just went down through all the starters as well. Rebecca Dollinger, the high lady, and this one off the bench, 6 points, 2 of 4 from downtown in this one as well. So you don't hit the three ball in this one, you might get upset in this ball game. They shot better from downtown from the field, 38% from downtown, only 35% from the field in this game. So yeah, TCU, they wouldn't go away. Yeah, TCU, they're at the bottom of the Big 12, but they They really struggled, but they came up with some huge buckets there. Emily Ebert had a key layup there in that late stretch there as well. So for K-State, they're huge, and they go to 6-3 in conference play, and now they advance now to 16-5 on the season. And yeah, next up, they do have Iowa State waiting in the wings in Ames. They're gonna try to get their revenge there as well. They move past Texas there after Texas dropped to OU there. So Iowa State, OU in the standings now, Wildcat Nation stay atop at the top of the Big 12. Baylor is second, or is alone the third team, but is second for now, 5-2. K-State is 6-3. And oh boy, if they can get Iowa State this week, they can pull themselves right back up there with a tie after really they've led that game here at Bramlage and came up on the short end of the stick with that heartbreaker a few weeks ago. But these are the games that make your team stronger there, and they got it done. They got it done. So congratulations to Jeff Meade's squad for gutting this one out. You getting production other than the Aoka League, which is huge. You get the Briley and Jalen Glenn there, and Emily Ebert finally showed up with some huge buckets late last night there. See, this is what you're talking about. If your best star players aren't having a tight performance, yes, Aoka League still had 21, but didn't get double digits in the rebounding department. But still, you get that type of production from the rest of your star players, the rest of your starters, then, yeah, you're going to be tough to beat when come March there as well. So that's a huge win, man. Huge win for the Cats there last night against TCU, a TCU team that is now 6-11. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you find your podcast, folks. Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple, Player FM, and of course, if you have Alexa, you can tell it to play the Purple Project Podcast. It'll surely play that as well. Huge win for the Cats, Lady Cats, last night at Bramlage as well. Huge. So going to a new week with that showdown in Ames, Iowa. I believe that's this upcoming Wednesday as well. Again, more coming up with a recap of day two with the Texas Tech Open. Couple of ladies show out on the track, not on the track, on the field as well. And then we'll definitely talk about another loss hung on the men's squad in the SEC Big 12 Challenge. So a lot of good basketball last, a lot of upsets last night or yesterday and last night would come to challenge as well. We'll talk about it on this upcoming edition, daily edition of the podcast as well. Enjoy Championship Sunday, folks. Go Cats. Eddie Greer. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.